And finally, in the world of precious metals, where gold prices closed the week above $1,600 per ounce on concerns over the U.S. debt ceiling and the newly announced Greek bailout. On Friday, gold prices climbed as high as $1,607 per ounce, just $2 shy of its record price of $1,609 per ounce, which was reached last Tuesday. For the year, gold has risen more than 12%. Adjusted for inflation, gold would have to settle at about $2,400 per ounce to go past its record amount, which was $850, reached back in January of 1980. Silver also had a nice week. Silver for September delivery rose 3% on Friday to close at $40.18 per ounce. Year-to-date, silver prices have gained around 26%. And palladium for September delivery closed the week at $806.40 per ounce. Well, standing by on the phone to help bring this week's news on precious metals into focus for us is our veteran precious metals advisor, Tom Cloud. It's time for this week's Precious Metals Market Update. All right, Tom. Well, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Yeah, Jerry, great to be back.
This week, we've seen a lot of activity. The markets really closed nicely at the end of the week. The NASDAQ, the S&P, all seeing some nice bounces. Of course, we saw some good corporate earnings this week as well. And also, in the macroeconomic view here, we have, of course, the Greece bailout really making news. We saw the Greece stock market pop about 7.5%. after the news of the agreement that they reached over there. And now, of course, the focus is back on the U.S. and the debt ceiling and all of this. We saw gold pop up above $1,600, silver up above $40. What have you been seeing this week in the markets?
Well, I think, first of all, you nailed what happened in Greece. But when you look and analyze it, all it's really done is set up for a default later down the road. The amount of money that was brought into this situation to give it some more breathing time to try to get things better is no more than just printing money. And the inflationary reaction in the stock markets, both here and there, and the metals and oil late in the week, you just look at it, and the world is telling us, the financial markets, that everybody is knowing now that we are going to go toward the inflationary side of things. It's pretty much been that determined, and we'll see that in the U.S. But I think Ron Paul had the best statement on Wednesday when Obama was praising the Democrats and Republicans for working together on the debt ceiling, and the liberal Democrats were saying he was doing way too conservative than Obama was. And then Ron Paul comes out and says, basically, we should default and do what's right for the future of this country and our children and grandchildren, we should just default on our debt because that is what is going to happen eventually. And I think most people that know economics know that that is going to happen. So I think to put another notch in the inflation belt this week that almost assures us that the year 2012 will have much higher inflation than we've seen in many years.
Well, gold and silver in particular are still turning investors' heads. As we mentioned, gold above $1,600 at the close on Friday, and then silver finally getting past that $40 mark and settling. There seems to be, in the technical analysis at least, especially with silver, some sort of idea that there's some momentum building and that people are beginning to move back into the silver trade. Of course, gold has just been steady on volume, creeping up nice and slowly. What about gold and silver in particular this week? And as we head into the next week, all of the news we're going to hear out of Washington, what should investors be watching for in gold and silver next week?
Well, we think all the indicators we got at the close on Friday is that gold probably will have a slight, ever so slight, pullback and fill in. And then I think gold's going to be set for its next move up to whatever the number is, whether it's 1670 all the way to 1700. But I would kind of suspect next week's going to be kind of neutral. Could be down a little bit, maybe 1580 to 1590, or maybe up 1610. But I think next week will be a filler week based on all indications from the closes on Friday. Now, silver is much more interesting because their the technical charts really are still filling, and it still has that one last chance for that $2 or $3 pullback. I'd say it's still around 50%, but we're getting so close to the point we've talked about now for quite a few weeks, 6, 7, 8 weeks, that we're heading into August here. August is just around the corner, and it's going to be time to really start getting serious about taking your positions in the metals for the fall, when we expect a very strong upturn as you really start the political season in the fall of 2011 for the 2012 election. So watch silver next week closely, and by the time we talk next week, we should have much more clear indications if silver's going to break out and hold. And then the other metal that we continue to follow is palladium. It breaks over 800 this week, and I tell you, Jerry, I've been wanting this metal to pull back to 750 so badly to take positions in it, but I think you're going to see people, the volume really picked up at the end of the week, and it just looks like we may not get the pullback, and we still have, in my opinion, a solid 20% to make in palladium between now and February or March. I'm not giving an all-out buy signal today, but I think I'm pretty close, but I'm hoping next week that it will at least pull back to 770 or 780, and we do have some indicators that indicate that will probably happen.
Yeah, there seems to be some real solid resistance in palladium at about the 820 level, and so if it's able to smash through that next week, would that trigger a buy signal for you, or would you still want to see it reverse a little bit?
No, if it triggers through 822, I've got to give it. Like I said, I still think we'll be make over 20% on this move, but you can't wait. If it breaks over 822, it'll trigger buy signals all over the world. So, and some people call it 824, and you've got currencies changing every day, but roughly in today's dollars, 822 is where we would give it buy signal.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. And we've been watching the technical resistance on silver as well. It seems to be close to the $41 level. If it can really break that, which would be the first time since the big fall back in May or the end of April, it began falling through that level. So if we begin to see movement up there, that might trigger a buy signal as well in silver?
Yes, absolutely. If it gets through that, we'll give a buy signal. A lot of people buying silver now, because when you sit there like James Turk talking about $60 silver this year, and he was so right early in the year when he said silver would go up 50% in the first 3 months, and a lot of people thought he was crazy, and of course it did. So he's now talking about $60 silver this year. So I think it's getting people's attention. But we saw volume pick up substantially this week in silver, not only from investors, but industrial demand, which once again is telling us that people are not expecting a downturn in the economy, but the opposite, because of the stimulation of money, the creation of money, the fiat currency, and raising the debt ceiling, all the things it looks like we're going to continue to do. And we'll talk about cutting spending, we'll talk about cutting debt, but in the end, we're going to keep the economy going. And we know that next year, being an election year, the odds are well in our favor that is going to happen.
Yeah, Tom, we are in this for the long haul as far as precious metals here at our organization. But I tell you, I imagine in the fourth quarter of this year and all throughout 2012, those who are holding those physical precious metals are going to be glad that they did.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you even see standard money managers raising the percentage they want in hard assets in their clients' portfolios, whether they're doing it through ETFs or the physical. You still see people raising their percentages. And I've had calls from people in the last week or 2 weeks buying more metals because their money manager, finance advisor told them to raise their percentage. So we're just seeing it all the way through every reaction, every action, and the reaction that we're seeing in the markets, from the stock markets to the metals to the oil. Everybody's not planning on a recession next year.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I recently saw your email that you sent out. You sent out a real nice email that contained all of the different coins that you currently have access to and sell. And those who are not on your email list, they would really do themselves a favor by signing up, because you've changed your email system. And so now you're able to send out some nice, colorful emails with lots of information. If folks would like to get on your email list, they simply need to go to ftmdaily.com, click on the Precious Metals button, and fill out their name and their email address, and we'll be sure to give that to Tom, and he'll be sure to get an email out to you. I guess you're out of town this week, Tom, so your office hours are a little different.
Yeah, they are, but Monday our new employee starts, so it's going to be, we're excited about it. It was worth the three-week wait to get her, because she had to work out a notice. So next week we'll be back on schedule, and no more closing days. I'm at my niece's wedding this weekend in Alabama, so that's the reason we were closed on Thursday and Friday. But starting Monday, there'll be no more closing, and my daughter will be doing some trading, so a lot of you will talk to her when you call in. So it'll be a little bit different next week than it's been the last several years.
Tom, what's her name? When people call in and they're not talking to you, they might be talking to her.
Her name is Catherine, and she's got Dr. Catherine Cloud, and her education is a PhD in economics, and she's all home learning the business, and before she returns to other obligations she has later in the fall, but she came home for 4 months to learn the family business. So you'll be talking to her some, and Kathleen's our new girl at the front desk, and you'll be talking to her on the phone. So things will change on Monday, July 25th.
I got it. She's got a PhD in economics. She's probably smarter than both of us combined, Tom.
There's no question about me for sure.
All right, well, have a great time at your niece's wedding down there in Alabama, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next weekend. God bless you, my friend.
All right, Jerry. Y'all have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for about 34 years, and he's available to answer your questions or to help you buy gold, silver, palladium, rhodium, whatever it might be, platinum. He can help you with all of those metals at 800-247-2812. Simply pick up your phone and call him at 800-247-2812. When you do, tell him that you heard about him on Follow the Money Weekly Radio, and he will throw in free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Also, again, if you'd like to be on his free newsletter that he sends out by email, you can simply go to ftmdaily.com, click on the Precious Metals button at the top, and then fill out your name and your email address, and you'll be placed upon his confidential email newsletter that goes out a couple of times per week with news and buy signals on the metals that we've discussed here on this program. All right, well, when we return...